you. Okay. V'yachakach Rambam continues to show she's based v'yachakach bolitaye chalokov v'yechye yosuv hine ein voy limnois kol ma she'om aboy v'yosisa mitzvah pnei atzmo. Okay. Okay. So it means that the Klei HaMikdosh Achar Boiletai Chaloka V'Ichi Yosu Hine Eiloi Limnois Koma Shom Abu V'Sisa Mitzvah Pnei Atzmo. So it means the Chalokim of the Mikdosh, the Kelim, are not a Mitzvah Pnei Atzmo. Right? But the Rambam is very clear, as we point out, the Rambam disagrees with this, that the Klei HaMikdosh are part of the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdosh. But L'Cheira, it's very clear that you can only say that only the Kelim, which are Biur Eichus HaMaisa, what the Rambam calls, they can be part of Mikdosh. But Kelim, which the Terry didn't talk about, L'Cheira, not part of the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdosh. That's also clear, okay? So you can't ask the question, why aren't the 93 Kelim in Mikdosh, all the different klisharis, why aren't they part of the mitzvah of Matzias HaMikdosh? Because only those Kelim, which the Torah had in Bi'eichas HaMaisa and L'Cheira, we also include, we'll see, the Mizbach HaPnimi, even those Pash Tetzava. Okay? Now, so the question is really that only the Ram quotes the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you'll see in Mitzvachov, and you'll find it in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. You'll also say the Rambam, at least in the Gittin of Ksav Yad, Rebbe pointed that was Ksav Yad, which he had in front of him, was the Ksav Yad, which is probably the most clear that you can rely on, because the Medicus of Yad, that's what Frankel also accepts, that the Ram says they were in Mikdash Shiva Kalim. Okay? So, the problem is, there are other Kalim in the Parsha, which the Ram doesn't count. In other words, all the Kliya Shulchan are not counted, even though there was a tzivui in the Parsha to make them. So my Rebbe asked this question in Igus HaGrid, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. He asked this question, he says, V'tzutzo achiyun, lom aloi hebi aram gam et shal Kliya Shulchan, v'ar repashas shumah, Gabi Mishkon, with Divayomim Gam Binyan Beis Mishmu Bulim Heimor, with its Tavol Aseisa. L'Chei is referring to that which he asked the question of Divayomim is a little bit difficult. Also, Divayomim has a ton that, you know, with Be'ech Asamaisa, L'Chei Ongs and Teira. What he wants to Divayomim is Mamish Kuli Pella, Vuzvila. So good to mention Divayom. What does it do? Unless he learned that which is mentioned Divayom, he goes into a Kovik Sav, and Memele must be part of Mikdash. You know, it's a Chiddush. I mean, to ask the Kasha, Kilo, why isn't Minyan HaMitzvos? Okay, go to Mesele. Why isn't part of Kara? Okay. So unless he is of the opinion that Divayom is the Pirusha Makubal for the Mitzvah of Atali Mikdash, which we have to know with Ki'ilu, that the same way the Gemara says in Tainis that the Yechetvun Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Yechetvun Muzi Minai and Akachibu Halochum Mosh Misinai, this is not Halochum Mosh Sinai, but this is Ki'ilu Apirish Mekubu Moshe Rabbeinu, that this is the Pshat, and it goes into also the Mikdash. Okay, but say that, could be. Okay, that's what he asks. And he answers that only the Kalim that are kfuim b'makoimah are chelek of the Mikdash. And he says, not only the kfuim makaimam, but they're also kiim makaimam. And that he says, v'nira d'haynu time with the Rambam v'hilchos beis v'chira, hey, v'rach oisa makaimam v'kiim mitzvot mu rach v'makaimam, sh'nema abohem. V'oid yoisa nira, the kiim sh'kaimam elu, eino mitzkaim rach bohem gufo, elo gam v'makaimam. The makom itself is part of the kiyum of the kelim. The tzor shiu boy kelim elu. V'hine mizeh. Okay, then he continues, talks about that. Okay, now this you could make a case for, because the Rambam mitzvah chof. If you open up the mitzvah chof, at the end of it he says, ukva his boyer mitzvah sechof, kva his bayru dine mitzvah zu bichlolo. Kloima binyan mikdash for tavnisoi, u binyan mizbeach, v'dinu mesech the mechuberes azu, v'im meseches midos, which we'll get back to. He's talking about mizbeach separate. We'll talk about this later, Mitzvah Hashem. V'chein is ba'er tavnis haminero, v'ashulchan v'mizbizbach hazohov, u mekrimon beheicho. Why does he add those two words? B'gmora menochis v'yuma. There's bayu in B'gmora menochis v'yuma. But why is Mekrim Behecho? So that l'chir, whatever you would say, because I thought that gufa is why these kelim are part of kilu yikka, that they're part of the binyan beis hamikdash. Only because the kvuim and Mekrim. Stam Kalim, even with the Birechas HaMaisa, is not part of Binyan HaMikdash. Okay, say that, I can understand the thing. There's a problem over here, okay? If you learn, okay, see here it gets a little sticky. See, a priori, I can leave you like this and everything is what they call in the cliche, in the cloak, you know, hunky-dory, you know, everything nice. Doctor declared Rambam, Doctor gave Rambam, Doctor Shein Rambam, everything is the same, okay. But it's not poshut, and I'll tell you why. Because, you see, the question is, what do you learn is Bir Eichos HaMaisa, okay? So normally, you would have said Bir Eichos HaMaisa means it's explaining how to do the mitzvah of Yosef Mikdash, okay? So that's what you would have said, and everything is the same, okay? The problem is that the Bir Eichos HaMaisa goes beyond that, because when the Rambam talks about Teres HaChatos, he mentions Riku Shtifa, and he mentions Kibbutz Dal Chatos, and he mentions Shvirus Klicheres. Okay, and when he's talking about Oilo, he mentions Hefshit, which is not necessarily part of that Chova. So L'chir means anything which the Torah has, even though it doesn't necessarily define what you would have thought the mitzvah is, or thought that goes into the mitzvah. So once you say that, why can't the Kalim, which are mentioned in the Parsha, which the Chayr is also part of Bir Eichos HaMaisa, why aren't they also part of Osli Mikdash? And especially that we said that the Osli Mikdash is not the same way we said that Teres HaChatos is not the Poshet HaKrova, but anything goes in Teres HaChatos. We point out the Osli Mikdash is not the technical performance of making the Mikdash, but the Kiyum HaMikdash itself. And maybe, you know, you could have imagined all these kelim necessary in Kiyum HaMikdash. See, the question is, if you would define Bir Eichos HaMaisa as a poshita in technical interpretation of what the mitzvah is in Hechatimsa, what is this maisa? So I understand. So then everything should be Zayin Kalim and everything should be. But once you're ready to say the Rambam equates Mikdash to Teres HaChatos and Teres HaOilah, and Teres HaShlam, so I'm a little bit confused, that's all. Okay? Now, then it also becomes even more confusing, because also both Rav Chaim in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Perek Aleph, he says, "Renew the Ram Sile Dim name of the Ritzvah Elyon Elvad who the Kodesh in Cain Beneko Evan Nitzel Kol Azor." The key the Eitzim Mokum Shneko Evan Chose Bokdush is Mikdash in Cain Memela Chose Babidus Hamzirsh Vabikskol Biksav name of a Mikdash. The Chulo Kemo Shehu Niskadesh. V'chein tzoch liyo is kulu v'tushosa v'ila v'ochi p'mitzol. So what is he saying? He says, Akol B'Ksav is Likuvot. That which we have the Kabbalah of Akol B'Ksav passes the Mikdash. Okay? Maybe also, Rav Chaim says it. There's no hechach to say this. Rav Chaim says it in Sefer without any hechach. And he says it Mamish like, oh, does it, okay? Maybe also does the same thing without quoting the Zayda, okay? He has a piece, Be'in Midas HaMizbech, which he published, and he says also there that Akol B'Ksav is Likuva, and it passes, okay? Which the Gain in Shulchan Aruch clearly goes pashtus against this, because the Gain in Shulchan Aruch in Yehudea, Hilchot Avodas Kechovim, Simen Kuf Memal Sifches, when he talks about Asiyas Tavnis Heicho, or he talks about Tavnis Menoira, so he says, Lo Yase Afiru Misham Minimatres, Vafiru Bulegvim Bekaptom Epochim, Vafiru Enum Gvoyim Yitches Tvochim. Even though it's not Yitches Tvochim. So the Gain says, in Sifkot Lamed Hei, Vafiru Eino, Gvoya Yud Ches Tochel, as he's referring to. The Gam Kein Eino Ma'akev, Koshkos Mizvochem, the Goyva Shal Mizbeach Eino Ma'akev. V'yaf Agav, the Goyva Ksiv Beko, Kosh Kein Menoira Dole Ksiva. So he means, what's Ksiv Beko? That means the Kobik Sav. And it goes into the Kobik Sav, so even the Goyva Mizbeach goes into the Kobik Sav, it's not Likuva. So once you say that, so then it's not like Rav Chaim on the level, okay? But if you say that Akol B'Ksav is Likuva, okay, so then you would have to say that Akol B'Ksav, and that's the Rebbe's working L'Chir, that's what he meant with the Divrei Yomim, that Akol B'Ksav is a Pirush Mekum Moshe Rabbeinu to Mufarish the Mitzvah V'Yosu L'Mikdash. And that's L'Chir what he meant when he asked the Kashim Divrei Yomim. And L'Chira, this is the Bi and the Medrash of the Mesilas HaMegillah. That's this Medrash in Medrash Shmuel. It says, V'ato hisyatvu v'esh petor eschem Rabbi Yirmiyo b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok Megillas Beit HaMikdash Shemosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe b'Amidah Hodu dichsi v'yata po amodi modi on man moishe mosul Yeshua v'amida. Hodu hu dichsi kro et Yeshua kro et Yeshua v'yatsvu on man Yeshua u'mosul eskeine v'amida. Hodu dichsi v'yatsav Yeshua et kol shifte Yisrael shchema v'yatsvu v'nei olokim on du eskeinim u'mosul nevi'im v'amida. Menachamia, b'shem Rav Mono, b'ruach kodesh nemo, v'tavnis kol asher hoye b'ruach imoy. Okay. Why this Messiah had to be with the Megillah, where the Messiah of Moshe Rabbeinu, normally the Pirush HaMekubal, is Baal Peh. Yes, no. In fact, you know, the Emes discovers all Shekel Torah, Mis Moshiach HaKas HaBayit HaDovid, Amimcho, because he got well. So Biskalov says, what was the thing where the world doing Mis Moshiach HaKas HaBayit? Because he was sick, he couldn't stand up, and the Mesiris HaMegillah had to be Bamida. I can't just tell you that. Okay, Beseda. It sounds wild, but it all works with this thing. Although the Beseda, the question is, this the Pirush HaMekubal, this the Pshat. But once you're ready to do this, okay, then it means that everything in Divrei Yomim goes into the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash, which is wild, which you not really want to say. I mean, the whole tiyur, that's mamish. The Ram doesn't say that goes into the mitzvah binyan mitzvah. Okay. Pash the Rambam is that it's only the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbeach. V'zulotam kulam heim mechelki ha-mikdosh v'akoi kori mikdosh. He says in mitzvah chof, v'akoi kori mikdosh. So it means that, in other words, if you're going to look at the klei ha-menorah, you're not going to say that's mikdosh. You look at the menorah, that's part of the mikdosh, okay? So he says, that which is called mikdash is part of the mitzvah of the mikdash. That's what he's saying. So chera, whatever you want, it's very clear that the Rambam limits it to these kelim. And if he does, the question is, because kiva makoimam, or because akoi koi mikdash, and what depends upon why people call, I mean, what does it mean? But it's very clear that that's the guiding line. The question is, why is it so? Okay. Question, why should that be? However, just I want to show you something, and then we'll go and we'll explain a little bit. See, if you notice in this line which I quoted you, he says, right? Then afterwards he talks about the Klei HaHeichel, right? Kiyum Mizbeach is a different issue. Okay? And what I'd like to do now is explain to you what is the issue of Mizbeach, which is a major, major interesting thing. Okay? And, you know, I was amazed at this. In fact, the Ravid, if you look at Mitzvah Chof, and certainly the dishes you have on the bottom, you have the Minyan HaKotzeh from the Rambam on the bottom, on the side, and frankly you have it. You see it? Yeah. What does he say? Quotes the Ravid there, right? Look at the Rambam and the Ravid.
There's no space of Bechira, Shema Suli Mikdash,
Omar Avlom, yeah, what does he say?
Avlom HaHiniach, there's no Mizbeach, Avonim, Shleimos.
Okay. The Kitzeh is, there should have been a separate Mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvah. In Minyan Mitzvah called Mizbeach. That's the Ravid claims. And the truth is, if you look at the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvah proper, in Minyan HaKotz he doesn't deal with it, but in Sefer Mitzvah, in Mitzvah Chof, he's working very hard to explain why the Mitzvah of Mizbeach, Vasi Mizbeach, is not a separate Mitzvah of Minyan HaMitzvah. So I have to understand why that's so and what the issue is. The whole end of Mitzvah Chof, that's what he's working on. Okay? And that's the Ravid. The Ravid quotes the Pasuk in Dvorim, Perch of Zion, Pasuk Vov, Avonim Shleimois, Tivne et Mizbach Hashem Elkech. So, in fact, if you look the if you, I'm give you, I'm going to read to you even Kapach's translation, and you just follow along with me. Hakine nizboye shebinyan beis habechira mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Okay. Ukvar bialnu sheze haklal hu kilo chalokim ushemenoiro v'ashulchan v'mizbech v'zulasam kulam hel michelke hamikdash v'akoi koi mikdash ukvar yichet atzivoy b'chol chelik v'chelik. Beseder. Omnom. Omru. Omloy b'mizbeach, he's calling a pasuk now. Omloy b'mizbeach, mizbeach, mizbach adomo ta'aseli. She'ef she'yach she'y b'posuk hazeh shu mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, chutz mi mitzvah smikdash. This is what the Rambam himself is now going to wrestle with. Maybe this mizbeach is a separate mitzvah in many other mitzvahs. Okay. So you'll notice something. Okay. There is a discussion. What's the problem over here? You see, in Truma, there's a discussion about Mizbeach. But what's the discussion about Mizbeach in Truma, and Parshas Truma? Mizbach HaMechishis. Okay. There is a separate discussion in Parshas Yisrael, which is even before there was a tzivui of Mikdash, and that's this pasuk from Mizbach Adomo Ta'aseli. Okay. So maybe that's a separate mitzvah. It has nothing to do, Pashtus of the pasuk is not a Bi'eich Samaisa. And if you remember, the Rambam, the way he phrases the Bi'eich Samaisa at the beginning of Shoresh Yudbeis, it means the Torah mentions a mitzvah, and then there's a Bi'eich Samaisa. But if the Bi'eich Samaisa exists in the middle of nowhere, in other words, I can imagine that something about Mizbach HaPnimi, okay, which is mentioned at the end of the Tzavah, also, because also afterwards, why the Torah has an extra power, why the Torah has a long gulf in between, say that we can talk about it. But if the mitzvah itself precedes the mitzvah, you wouldn't call it Bi'eich Samaisa. And the Rambam is wrestling with this, because in Parshas Yisrael, before Bechlal, there's a tzivui on Mishkan, the Torah says Mizbach Adomo Ta'aseli. This is not the pasuk that I recall, there are two pasukim. There's a pasuk in Mizbach Avonim, in Dvorim, and the pasuk in Mizbach Adomo. The Rambam is wrestling more so with Mizbach Adomo, because in Parshas Yisrael, before everything. And he even goes further. And he continues. Hare inyonoi k'mo she'asape l'cho. The Rambam is going to tell you the story. Pashtei dikro hare hu medaber b'shas hetar bomois. Shehi shehoye muter lono. Shehoye muter lono. Oz vaso is mizbach adomo. B'chol mokoy u'lahakriv. Okay. So now, what the Rambam does, it says that the Pshuto Shel Mikra of Mizbach Adomo is referring to Shas Het Abomis. Okay. Now, let's just keep in mind, I don't know what this is exactly, because Shohayimut Alonu Oz Lasos Mizbeach. Is it a mitzvah or is it a heter? Okay, and he says something very important. B'chol mokoyim u'lahakrev. It's not limited to Eretz Yisrael. It's any place in the world. Any place in the world, a person can make a mizbach adoma and be makrev. It's shas het abomis. Okay? Now I want to explain something about this because every word over here is important. The question, what does this tell us? Okay. So it means, again, the Pasha of the Pasuk is, the Ram says, whether it's a mitzvah or a heter of Mizbach Adomo, La'akrova by some oilus and shlomim, even though the etzem akrova is only a heter, but we can make a Mizbach Adomo in order to makrova, okay? I'm not getting involved in this, but in fact, you know, when you learn the Dorim, it says Kol Anoyder Ki'ilu Bonavomo. The, you know, so you get the impression in Chazal there's a problem building a Boma. Okay. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, there is in Rashbam, in Chumash, there's a lav in the Torah, he will be going a bomb, which has Isa bombs. Okay? And here, Chumash has Isa bombs, they had to make a bomb. Maybe it's in Shaftim. Maybe this is Ashbam. La Shomayim Lahaktiya Bashas Isa Bomis. Me'ache Shia Lachom is Be'ach Kavua. La'achir Yisrael Ashbam. Mamish Lunas, this Posek is a lav of building a bomb. Okay? I'm not getting involved in this. Okay? Except a lav in Yerah Mitzvahs. That's what he calls Matzeva. Okay? Go to say that. No, Azei and it Azei. Doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, okay. But there's a heter of building a bomb with it's a mitzvah. But shaseta bomb is. However, this becomes sticky. Even Pshuto Shel Mikra. There's a din in bomb to make a bomb from Adomo? Mizbach Adomo Tassili? Is such a din? You know, this Pshuto Shel Mikra. Okay, it is true. Okay, there is an Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra in Shmos, Perichov, Posichov Aleph, Vinei Pirish Mizbach Adomo, Kimashmo'oi. Osri Me Adomo. Okay, say that, so he's up there. וזהו שקוסם שום ואיבן מזבח תחס ההור אין שמוס חב דלת דלת וקוסם בכאן וזבחת לוב את אולסך ושלומך ושום קוסם ויעלו אולס ויזבחו זבוח עם שלומם סיבו זה עוד 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 את תק אדום Maybe it means not only Dafka Adomo, but even Adom is also Chais, maybe Chais. Okay. This pasuk we talk about Bomas Yochel or Bomas Sibu. Even if it is, whatever it is, okay, what are we talking about? When the Ram says B'chol Mokoyim, he means even B'chutz La'aretz, correct? So the question is, and not only B'midbar, but even after Kis La'aretz, when there was Etah B'omos, you could have made a bomber any place in the world. Because he said the Pashto Kor is talking about Shaseta bombers. But the question is, do we find a heta of bomber tzibur b'chol mokom after Knisa in Eretz Yisrael? Is there such a thing? So the emes is there a heta of bomber tzibur in Eva Yaldin? Okay. Pashtus is, that was the issue of B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain in Eva Yandis. Because you open up the post, Ramban Chumash says, in Bamidbo, Chof Aleph, V'yayin Omer Abiseinu, B'Esa Kedushois, She'ein Eva Hayaldin, Ro'oi Lebeit HaMikdosh, Vulishkoin Hashchina, Vheiniro Bakosu, Shaomar, Viach im Tme Eret Achuzaschem. They built this big edifice, okay, and they thought they were being maktiv on it. And Eret Tmeya means there's no hefter of Bomasibo Eva Yaldin. That's the Tush Eret Yisrael is greater than Eva Yaldin. That's an Esther Kedushis. So it means there's no heter of Boma Sibur in Chutzvaretz. And that, the emes is, as the Mikdash Domer points out, that Shomati, Shemakrivim Bebeit Chonyoy, was a Boma Siochet. And that's why in Mitzrayim it could be any place. So here then, we're talking about a Boma Siochet. And the chiri is, b'matzibu, you also find in Mechilta in Parshas Bo, it says, in the Akdoma, Ad shalei nifku Yerushalayim, ho yisa kol Eretz Yisrael, k'sheru l'mizbochis. What do you mean kol Eretz Yisrael? It means not Eva Yad, kol Eretz Yisrael. It's b'matzibu. Mishifku Yerushalayim, yotz Eretz Yisrael, shenem mishom l'cho, betal l'usel kim l'mokom ha-shivcha. Ad shalei nifka beis alomim, hois Yerushalayim u'ilishchir v'churim. So that's l'chayra what's going on over here. So l'chayra, the pot that Ram is talking about, bomas yochid, and that's b'chol mokim. See, every word in the Ram, once it's b'chol mokim, he's committing himself. This mizbach adom is a bomas yochid. So the question is, when the Gemara in Zvochim is discussing about what constitutes a bomas yochid, as Machlokes Tanoim over there. The Gemara says in Zvochim, Kuf Chesam and Aleph, V'eino chayiv ad shiyalo l'rois ha-mizbeach, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, afilu hele al ha-sela, ol ha-evin chayiv. V'eino chayiv, and that's an Omer Beis, in Kuf Chesam and Beis, Eino Chayiv Ad Shiale, Om Rav Huna, my time with Rav Yosi, Tichsiv Ayiven Noyach Mizbeach Lashem. Om Rav Yochan, my time, so you need a Mizbeach. And my time with Rav Shimon, Tichsiv Ayikach Monoich Ez Gdi Oizim, V'yes HaMincho, V'yal Al Atzul Hashem. So you see, the Atzul is also good. V'iduch, Nami, Voksiva Yivin Mizbeach Hashem, Hahu Geva Ba'alma. It doesn't mean Mizbeach, it means some type of hill, or whatever, small little mound. V'idoch, Nami, Voksiva Yikach Manoach, Hogwa Shoho Yiso. V'ibo Yiseimo, Hainu Tav Lev Shima Dichsiv, Kirisayu Lev Shima Noime, Mizbeach, Pesach Voksiva Yivin Mizbeach Hashem, Hahu Geva Ba'alma. Right? The question is, why in the world doesn't the Gemara, if this is Gufa the Pasuk in the Torah, according to Rambam, that talks about Hete, Bomas Yochid, why isn't this Pasuk quoted? And Shemim is Be'ach Adoma. And there's no Gemara. Gemara, no discussion Gemara about it. Now, Chappelle, the Rabbi. You say, you read it on, you know, it's a... Okay, say that. Now, L'chira, you shouldn't come and say that Ram is going to say to the Pirush Makubal telling you this pasuk is part of Mikdash. That's what he's going to come up and say, okay? And maybe the Pshutosh of Mikdash doesn't exist anymore, okay? But that's very difficult to say because we don't find that a Pirush Makubal is Makir Pshutosh of Mikdash. And that's L'chira with the Gemara in Yevamah says, Omar Rova, I forgot the Chor Torah Kula in Mikdash and Pshutosh. Hocha also gzeirishov afke mi pashtei legamre. Okay, but it's only over here. But in general, the Pirush HaMakubal came to such a thing. So chayre is both a kaya. So why shouldn't the Gemara quote if this is the Pshuto Shel Mikra that is talking about Het Avomus where the Ram learns? Why shouldn't the Gemara quote it? So L'chir, what comes out is a big chiddush over here, okay? We'll talk about this a little bit more later. L'chir, the Pshuto Shel Mikra can't be a mitzvah, minyan mitzvah. Even if you say this, that it's a hetzer to be makariv, but it's a mitzvah to make a bomo. If you want to be makariv, the same way as a hetzer to do shchita, but if you want to do shchita, you have to commit to also the simur and minyan mitzvah. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra is only a Rasha because the Deiris is no Het Avom. And L'chira, the Pshuto Shel Mikra, can't be a Minyan HaMitzvah because of Sheor HaShlishi. That's what Sheor HaShlishi is all about. That Sheor HaShlishi says that a mitzvah has to be the Deiris. That's what Sheor HaShlishi is all about. But the Rambam is ready to entertain that the Pshuto Shel Mikra is Kayim and the Pirush HaMakubal is Makayim and it could have been a Minyan HaMitzvah, but since it's Bir Eichas HaMaisa, it's not. It's Mamash HaChidush Nifla. In other words, you can have a Pshuto Shel Mikra which would tell you that it's not Minyan HaMitzvah because of the Shroshim. But the Pirush HaMakubal, which is also Kayim, not a Stira, says it is a minion, it could have been a minion of Mitzvahs. We'll see about this, okay? But the Rambam is going to tell you that it's part of the Mikdash. We'll see. And that's what he continues, says, Kima Shadov HaKachu, Sibu Noeg L'Deiris. V'kivon Sh'ado V'kachu Sibu To V'kach Harehu Sibu Noeg L'Deiris. So it means that there are two pshotim in Pasuk. Okay? There's Pshuto Shel Mikra. There's a kivon Sh'ado V'kach Harehu Sibu Noeg L'Deiris. Okay? So a Pirush HaMakubal can tell you that the Sibu L'Deiris, and the Pshuto Shel Mikra should remain, and that it's a Halo Asha. There's no Stira. And that's the Ram has to end up saying, the Kivish Adova Kachu, Kach, Harihu Sibu Noeg L'Deiris, Varihu, Mechelki HaMikdash, Klema, Sheyivne Mizbeach Meravonim Dafka. So it comes out that the Pirush HaMakubal in this pasuk comes to reinterpret the Beir Eichus HaMaisa in Parshas Truma. Because in Parshas Truma, there is something called the Mizbach HaNechoshes. Okay? But the Mizbach HaNechoshes is not the daily sin. And it comes to tell you that it should be Mizbach HaVonim. In the Otzli Mikdosh, in the Mizbeach, the Deiris is Mizbach Adoma Ta'asali, that the Mizbeach should be Mechubel Kalka. And that's the Gemara in Zvochim says, that Hai Mizbeach V'Hai Ritzafo, referring to the Mizbach HaChitzoi, it calls a Ritzvah. That's the Gemara says in Zachapor Chazayim. The Gemara is Mechal between whether it's Mekadosh Roi Loi, Eino Roi Loi, the Gemara says Mizbech HaChitzoi is Ritzvah. It's part of the Guf of the Azor. And now we understand that the line in our movie is very important in the Mitzvachot. He says, Ukvar Omru, Aleim HaSholoi, שעניין הדיבור שהוא ציבו לבנויס מזבח מחובו באורץ, אוקיי, וכבר אומרו עליה משולם שעניין הדיבור means that the פירוש מחובו, that they say a מסרס, that is כאילו the מחובו בדיק הפירוש, not the פשוטו של מיקרו, שהוא ציבו Livnois Mizbeach Mechub Bo'oretz V'shelo Yeh Metuto K'mo Shehoi Vamidbo. That's what the Kapach Nusach is. Okay? V'kvat Omru Aleim HaSholom She'in Adiba Shutsiva Livnois Mizbeach מחובו באורץ שלא יהיה מטוטו כמו שהיה במדבו. So it means leaving midbo, something changes. That the Pasuk, the Pirush Mekubal tells us that the way it came to Eretz Yisrael, when they crossed the Jordan River, the whole mitzvah of mikdash changed. And Mizbach and Lechishet was only a last shah for Midbar. And it's explaining to us, not the Bamas Yachid, but what is the Mikdash, what is the Mizbech of Mikdash, that is Mokhub al-Kalka. And it's Mizbech Adom Ta'aseli. Okay, so the Mizbech became, the Mizbech HaNechoish has changed to Ritzifa. And this is the Mechilta, and he says, he quotes the Mechilta, and it really is a Mechilta de Rashbi, which says, Ma Nema Mizbech Adoma Ta'aseli, Yochel Adoma Vadai. This is the Lashon of Mechilta de Rashbi. Tamuloyim avonim shleimu tivne es mizbach Hashem elokecho. Kishetikoneis lo'oret, shetikoneis lo'oret, asei li mizbeach ha-mechuba ba'adom, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So it's very clear, that it knisa lo'oret requires a mizbeach ha-mechuba le'karka. Okay. And means there's no more Mizbach HaNechoshes. So means the Boma Tzibor, it's very strange. The Pshuto Shomikra is referring to Boma Siochet. But the Pirush Mekubal is Boma Tzibor because according to the Rambam, in all Bo Masibo, there's a key of Yosli Mikdash. And that's the Ram starts off with Beis Bechira, and he explains the history. It's not Stam. It's the history of the Rosh used to say. The history of the mitzvah, the key mitzvah of the Rosh Mikdash. It first started with Mishkan, and then it became Gilgal, and then it was Shiloh, then it was Neve Givon, and then it was Beis Alamin. And every Mikdash outside of Midbar requires Mizbech Adoma from Chol HaKarka. It's a very strange thing. The Pshuto Shemik is Bavas Yochid, and the Piyush HaMukubo is Bomas Tzibur, which is Kilo Anu Taich L'Deirai, and what is the Mitzvah of Yosel Mikdash? That's what he's learning. Mamish Achidish Ashtikul Teirash and Kamo. וכבר אומו עליהם השולם שעניין הדיבו של ציבו לבנות מזבח מחובה באורץ שלא יהיה מטלטל ומטוטל כמו שהיה במדבר והוא אומו להם במחילת את רבי ישמעאל which is really it's רבי ישמעאל חוי בפייל יש פה זגזג שלי כל יש לאורץ עשרי מזבח המחובה ועד אומו וכיוון שזו לקח הרי הוא ציבו יבנויג לדרס והיו מחלקי המקדש קלוימה כשיבנה מזבח מן העוונים. But he says, קלוימה שיבנה מזבח מן העוונים דווקא. So the ביר איכרס המייסה, the פיוש המקובו, is the שיגלתי of ביר איכרס המייסה, then the mitzvah of בין המקדש מחי מזבח המקובו, לקרקע. From גילגו ואילך. And that's the Rambam. In Perek Alzuch is Beis Bechir Mitzvah say, Lasei Bayis Lashem Mukhan Liyos Makim Bo Akobodis, V'chokim Eilov Sholish Pom Bashonot, Shnem Vosali Mikdash, Fadis Borish Materi Mishkan Shosa Moshe Rabbeinu, Boi Lefi Shah, Shnem Vekim Lebosam Arata, V'kishik Lohort, Hemidu HaMishkan Begilgo. Abba Esri Shonot, Kishakov Shiu V'choshikolko, Mishon Bo'ol Shilot, Ubanu Sham is better than the bait. That's when it goes on and on. This is all up to the key we also make this.
Avonim Shlemus and Mechuber are two separate things.
That's what I want to explain to you. I'm going to get to this. We're going to see this. This Mamish Pella. Each word is a Pella. But before we get to this, Tashtis in the Gemara in Tzvachim, the Bizbach and the Chishis was used until Beis Olam. Okay? Just before we get, you know, you see, you're taking the Rambam, let's assume what he says is true, and let's ask. I'm going to get to your questions, okay? Before that, you know, he says something, the emes is, yeah, but the Rambam does this again and again and again. You see, there's a problem here. Is a problem, okay? And he does this when the stira between the Mechilta and the Gemara, we were brought up, you take the Gemara, okay? Okay? But just to even start, open up at the beginning of Mitzvachov, okay? He quotes Keshenichus Oetz Mitzvah Gimel Mitzvahs, okay? Correct? Where is the source of that? What did he say? What does the Rambam say?
Sifri,
okay. Isn't it a Gemara in the Chof? Okay. Why is it called the Sifri? It's like a Gemara! The Rambam does this again and again and again. Okay? The Rambam, Ki'ilu, looks at the Sifri, the Sifra, the Mechilta, as Ki'ilu, an expression of the Pirush HaMakubo, and it's safe by mitzvahs, we're more interested in the Pirush HaMakubo than Halacha HaMaisa. In other words, what's the pshat, you know, what's the gate, what's the mitzvah? And he's ready to use this Pirush HaMakubo, which he has in the Mechilta, and ready to turn the Gemara upside down. And I'll show you the Gemara, okay? But she does it again and again and again. It's also Negeya, if you're interested, but I'm not just going to tell you something. There's a problem with Kiyuma and the Tira, okay? The Gemara says that it's Mom, okay? Pashtis of the Sifra, that's a little bit more than that, okay? And the Ram and Sefer HaMitzvos, it's not clear, he doesn't quote the Gemara, he quotes the Sifra. And you know, you have to ask yourself what's going on, Sefer HaMitzvos. And maybe Mishnah Torah, what's going on, but I'm not getting involved in that, okay? Say it. Now, let me show you this, okay? Gemara's Bochim, Nun Testament Aleph. Nun Testament Aleph. The Sanya, Payoimo who I'll be praying you. When I learned this, I learned the cremation. My choice was when I learned Bochim, whatever. You know, I never in my mind that I should have checked the Rambam Mitzvah Chav and checked how the Rambam learns it, but now looking back at it, it's a whole different world. The Gemara says, the Sanya, Payoimo who Kiddush HaMelech Teich Echotzer Ki Mizbeach Sh'ot HaMoshe Mizbeach HaLechoshes Lebnei Hashem Kotun Mehocher. The Mizbeach HaLechoshes Asher Lebnei Hashem is Kotun Mehocher. Okay? What does it mean Kotun Mehocher? The Dvorim Kiksovon Divrei Irebe. Then the Gemara goes on Rebbe V'lo Kvar Nehma אלף אולות יאללה שלוים על המזבח ההוא, ואילו בית הלומים, הוא אוימי וידבח שלוימי, את זבח השלום אשר זורך לאשר בוקו, עשרים ושניים אלף, כשאתה מגיע לחשבון אולות, ולמיניין עמוי, זה גודל מזה, אלא מה הוא קוט מהוכל, קודם אוימי לחוויו, פלוני ננסו, he's a midget, הוא פוסל לעבודה. It means the מזבח הנחשס became פוסל לעבודה. But it's only based on Lomit. Rabbi Yehuda, Shapakom Rabbi Yehisi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Taimei, the Omer Mizbech, Shosa Moshe, Godol Hoya, the Sanya Chomesh. It was big, okay? It was Chomesh Amis, okay. Rashi says, Dvom Ksoma, Shekirish HaRitva Kulo, Vishem Mizbech Lahakta Leo, Lefi Shehoya Mizbech Kot Mehochil, Oyu Zeshoma Shekriv Lachamkot Mizbech. The common יהודו הכי משמע, מזבח אבל יש תחת מזבח הדחוי שיש קוט נויה. It means they changed. That's when they changed. And we actually did a mark on the Rabbi Yisrael, but כבר נאמר מזבח שעושה מוישה במדבו שהויה בנוי וגיבוין. אז זה שתי נרשי. ודיבר המסכו, אלא מה הוא רואים לקוט מרוכל? לא במזבח עבור למקומו. ומשום מה הוא יוימה? אלא למזבח הנחשת קומו, ובואו לפריפר לאוילו, שסילקוי, ומה שטול הקוסם קוטנו באוילויס, של אוית היום, לישנה מעל יזבוקת. So it's מפור from Rashi, in the פשט in the Gemara, that until בית הבחירה בירושלים, the מזבח הוי was מזבח הנחשת של משכן, לא מזבח המחובל אדום. So the question is, how's Ram learned the Gemara, what's going on? The Mechilta, you change the Gemara, everything's okay, you forget about it, okay, it's golden. That's the question, that's what I say at the end. Ulam, yesh ledaktik, ha'im ha'ram ha'madid, te'ver Mechilta, kapir shem ha'kubo, af shehim d'lokit d'vi ha'talmud. Or k'mo y'divu ha'te b'teres kohanim, shehim neged ha'talmud, b'yuma, okay, the other place, b'gav ha'tol d'lay sikha. And that's the Ram does the same thing. Okay? Say that. This is all the same issue. You know, before you get to your issues, it's mamish, you know, you assume like a dull portion, right? But it's not true. Okay? Now, before this, one more thing. Four. Nimsa. That the tzivui in Pshuto Shal Mikra, even though it's not in Minyan HaMitzvahs because of one of the Shoshim, But it could have been a minyan mitzvah because of Pirush HaMakubal, right? There's no afkor. It's not the Shukash Rabikra is against one of the Shosh and the Melech Mavkiyah. So if Asiyas HaMizbeah was in a Chelek Guf HaMikdash, Ubechal Mitzvot HaMikdash, and because of Shosh Yudbeis, with the Ar Shosh over here, we would have said the Mizbeah HaDom HaTatali was a Mitzvah Miuchedet and Miyan HaMitzvah. That's what he's saying in Mitzvah Chof. Correct? Even though Pshuto Shemiko, it's Mufka from Shere Shlishi, that's not a reason to Mavkiya from Minyan Mitzvah. Okay? We have a similar thing that Rambam does by Tefillah. Okay? If you open up the Mitzvah Hay, you know, you'll find something, there's amazing thing going on over here. Everyone's brought up, okay? Open up, one second, to Minyan HaKotzer in Mitzvah Hay. What does the Mitzvah say in Minyan HaKotzer? Look at the bottom of Frankel if you see at the bottom. What does it say in Mitzvah Hay? Mitzvah say Hay.
Okay.
So the Mitzvah is Tefillah, right? Correct? This follow, okay? Okay? And Mr. Tim also this follow, right? That's what we always brought up, this follow. I want to tell you something. You were brought up that way, but now read Sefer Mitzvahs. And the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs is a whole new trick over here. And it's not the way he goes in the Minyan HaKotzer. Read Mitzvah Chahei. What did he say? What is the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is to be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Minyan HaKotzer and in Mishnah Torah, the mitzvah is tefillah. Okay. The Ram says in Mitzvah, no, the mitzvah is to be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But look what he does. He does a trick over here. We continue. Okay, good. Many times. Okay, good. Oh, twice, whatever. Okay. Okay. Okay, so the mitzvah is avoida, avoida, avoida. So he asked the kasha, and we'll continue. One second, what do we sure should be? So it means that a mitzvah which is kula kola tora kula shouldn't be in the mitzvahs. And that's what sure should be is all about. So what should have happened? I should have said there should be no Aveda, which really means everything, and when we relate to God, it's all mitzvahs, shouldn't have been the Minyan HaMitzvahs, correct? So what did he do? Continue. So there's a Pirush HaMakubal, which has an Inyan Miyuchad. And because of that, even though Pshuto Shemikta, and it remains that, or that the mitzvah is Aveda, since it's an Inyan Miyuchad, even though the Pshuto Shemikta, we would have knocked out of Minyan HaMitzvah because of Sherish Dalit, but since the Pirush HaMakubal, which tells you something special about this, that it's Tefillah, so therefore it's a Minyan HaMitzvah. Okay? Similarly, over here, Mizbach Adomo, it should be not in Minyan HaMitzvah because of Pshuto HaMikra, because of Shoresh Gimel, because of Halo HaShoah, for Bomas Yochid. But since the Pirush HaMakubal comes and tells us there's a mitzvah, L'Doreis, of making a Mizbach HaMakubal Kalka, so had it not been for Shoresh Yudbeis, it would have been a separate mitzvah of Minyan HaMitzvah. The same way the Rambam does the same trick in Mitzvah Hay. Okay? But you never noticed this before. That really comes out that the Minyan in Mitzvah, in Sefer Mitzvah itself proper, the Mitzvah from Tefillah is Aveda. And it's a Chiddush in the Pirush HaMakubal that it's a Minyan Mitzvah. And the way he does it, in the Minyan HaKotzer, and in Mishnah Torah, oh, I thought the Mitzvah is Tefillah. Okay. next week,
okay,
I think about it, I don't want to go too I want to talk to you about the Mizbech Avonim, okay, and the Mizbech Adomo. He does a major thing over here. Because he brings a raya. What does he say? He says, how do we know that it's Mikdash? Because it's Mizbech Avonim, right? Okay. Is Mikdash Avonim because of Mizbeach? Or Mizbeach is Avonim because of Mikdash? And what's the relationship between the two? And the Rambam is assuming one relationship, and it could be the relationship, it's just the opposite. Which Hashem will pick up next week. Okay? Beseder?
In mitzvah, which that has nothing to do with the difference between kiyum and the mitzvah, the mitzvah, or is connected.